So, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. We're going to talk about movies that you should watch under the current condition. I'll start it off. Positive movie. That's what I'm trying to go for, obviously. I had reviewed it previously on Netflix. It's going to be The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, and it's directed by Chiwetel Ejiofor. It is about a boy in Africa. Because his parents don't make enough money, they can't afford to send him to school. In his off time, tries to sneak into the library, learns about wind power, area of Africa that he's in, a dry spell. So he figures out a way to helps his area to work with like crops and things like that. So it was a very inspirational movie. Liked it a lot, mainly from the aspect of you keep having all these stories right now about someone coming from nothing to accomplish something. And this is the literal sense of someone coming from nothing, accomplishing everything that isn't just about themselves, but it's also about helping other people. And I thought it was a very inspirational movie. Again, it was a Netflix movie directed by Chiwetel Ejiofor. And I think it was Chiwetel Ejiofor was his debut as far as directing.
I think it was his directorial debut, I think.
I liked it a lot. Again, I really felt that it was positive. It was a positive movie. The next movie is going to feature an actor that he is known for being the same actor in almost every movie. No, it's not Will Smith, but I'm also going to talk about Michael B. Jordan.
Boo!
And that movie is going to be Creed. With Creed, it is in the legacy of Rocky. It was Ryan Coogler's movie that catapulted him to be doing Black Panther. Michael B. Jordan plays Apollo Creed's bastard son. Felicia Rashad is Apollo Creed's wife, has adopted Adonis Creed into the family, but Adonis Creed just has a chip on his shoulder because he feels that because his father didn't love him, there's something lacking in his life, so he takes up boxing. And eventually he finds his way to Sylvester Stallone and wants Sylvester Stallone, Rocky, to train him, which does happen. And there's also some ups and downs in that movie. The thing is that he overcomes a lot of his problems. Problems with his father, his problems with himself. It's an underdog story. It is positive. Another movie that I'm going to choose is Hidden Figures, which came out maybe towards the end of 2016, had Taraji in it. Some of the space race. There were African-American women assigned to be mathematicians, but they couldn't be in the area with the white mathematicians or the white NASA. It's her character, plus a couple other characters, but likely more people involved, but it's really condensed to focus on her character, that they overcome a lot of odds to show people that they are equal. That does show in that movie. Those are my three movies. Kind of get you through this period of uncertainty.
First movie I like Toy Story. Childlike humor pulls you away from reality. I haven't met anyone who hasn't liked at least the first Toy Story. Innocence, there's humor. It takes you away from reality. And I think that's what's needed these days, especially with all the politicking that's going on, all the agendas, the conspiracies that are out and about. Something that just pulls you away from what you're currently experiencing, because in our current situation, it's pulling us away from work, leisure. Good news about it, watching something that's innocent that everyone can relate to. I think this is probably, in my opinion, one of the better movies in quite some time. My other one is Kingdom. I just recently started watching this. It deals with what is going on right now, given that for most of us, we can't go anywhere. If you're looking for a well-thought-of series with a little bit of a scare, awesome character development, this is something that you would probably want to watch. My other movie would probably be Black Hawk Down. Although it is a little bit in despair, it makes you feel good at the end knowing that despite all the negative things that was going on around him, that there is hope with perseverance and that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Those are my three things that I recommend currently.
A movie that has been out, Haunted House. A Haunted House with Marlon Wayans in it.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to recommend that.
Saying wow, because it's me. Is that why?
I'm agreeing with you. I think it's a perfect movie. But go ahead.
Yeah. So the reason why I chose that one is funny. You need something to try to get your mind off of what's going on. And it's funny. I mean, it's a kind of a spoof of all the horror movies that came out probably in the past couple of years. Well, this came out, 2012, 2013. So the movies that were popular at that time, you basically spoofed it, like the Paranormal Activities, things like that. So it's something to check out. It's fun. It's a good movie. It's get you to laugh, get you to think outside of the situation that's currently going on right now. I think you'll enjoy it. And the second movie, I'm still going to go with spoof comedies. There's going to be two movies, but you watch them back to back.
Naked Gun 33 to 3.
No. I'm going to say Scary Movie 1 and 2, because I am a horror fan. I love horror, but I don't think horror is a good thing to really be watching right now, because we live in a real life horror movie. Pretty funny. I mean, it's a little slapstick humor, but I think we kind of need something like that right now. So that's something that you could watch. And once, like I said before, to get your mind off the current situations, kind of laugh at some things and hopefully bring up your spirits. So those are two movies that would recommend. And then the third and final movie is also another comedy. And I also been watching this lately. I don't know why I decided to watch it. Maybe because I haven't watched it in a long time. Night at the Roxbury. I don't know. This movie is, maybe it's because of the current situation. I just find certain things just hilarious right now. So I've been enjoying this movie. I've been watching it a lot. And it's a good time. Chemistry between Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan was pretty good. It's a really simplistic plot. I mean, I'm quite sure most people have already seen it, but if you haven't, check it out. And it's based off the Saturday Night Live sketch of the same characters. So if you don't know anything about it, I would just say you try to Google Saturday Night Live, Night of Roxbury. And it'll give you an idea. This is just a little bit more filler to that sketch. But I think you should check it out.
All right. So, Keith,
I'm going to recommend something upbeat and to make you laugh and take it back old school. I recommend Big Trouble in Little China.
Sorry. Oh, yes.
Kurt
yes.
Russell yes. in one of his most iconic roles. It's a John Carpenter film, and Kurt Russell as a character named Jack Burton. Kind of caught up in a human trafficking issue where he's helping his friend Wang find his fiance, who is a rare green-eyed born woman, but she has green eyes. Starts out as a simple matter of finding his stolen truck, involves sorcerers, black magic, kung fu, and just all kinds of hilarity. One of Kurt Russell's better movies, but it ended up having a massive cult following. Don't take it seriously. Turn your brain off. You'll have a good time with it.
That is the definition of a popcorn movie.
Take your mind off your troubles. Movie. Take all your take your mind off your troubles and let you enjoy it. My next film is going to be, it is not as bright and funny, but it is something that can tell you that when things can get worse, if you hold to your guns and you just try to be a badass, it'll all work out. It's Mad Max Fury Road. If you just want to see a well-made film with just, it's equal parts outlandish. There are so many practical effects in it that it's not as outlandish as you would think. Fantastic, well-rounded film. One of the better films, top 10 favorite films ever. And you can't go wrong watching that. And finally, I'm going to recommend something humorous. And I'm going to take it back again. And I'm going to recommend Ghostbusters, the original. It's one of those perfect movies where you can't think of anything to take away or add that would make it any better. You can't think of expanding someone's role or parts or giving someone more lines would make it better. It'll probably make it worse. Well acted, well done, well cast, funny, full of improv moments, and it's a fantastic film. Extremely funny and holds up today. So those are my three films to watch.
All right. So again, these are movies that you should watch if you're stuck inside for a long amount of time, which most of us are. So we'll probably do this as a series. This is the first in the series, obviously. And we'll also probably be bringing back our top 100 because we have time to do that now. All right. So that's the Beast Game Podcast.